When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Believe it or not, it should not be this way, but it is. At risk of being the guy who just talks about how fast time goes by as an old person, that's now my new thing. It's week 16.
It's week 16.
There's only two more weeks after this of the NFL regular season. Now, the good news this time around is it looks like Washington's going to get into the playoffs, and so there will be an extra bonus game this year as the Commanders may try to end a drought that goes back to 2005.
Which is fine.
Their last playoff win. But the question for you guys right now, Commanders-Eagles on Sunday, what has to happen for them to win this football game? They beat the Eagles if. Fill in that blank at 800-636-1067. Let's go to Ryan in Warrenton on Grant and Danny to get it popping. What's up, Ryan? How are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Got it, buddy.
I think what we need is Cliff to not be conservative and dig into his bag of tricks and that playbook and just unleash it. Let Jaden do what Jaden does. Let Terry do what Terry does and B-Rob. But we know Witt's going to fire up the defense, and it's iffy on what that defense will do. If either coordinator just dials it up and let these boys run wild, I think we got a good chance.
Appreciate you, buddy. Now, Kingsbury was the most critical of himself that he has been all season yesterday about his game plan and the play calling, not just the plan he put together, but the in-game play calling at the podium yesterday referencing the Eagles game. I think it sounded to me like, and we can play the clip if Darius grabs it. He's got it, so let's play this. I'll react to it in a second. But this was Kingsbury yesterday.
Yeah, I think the ability to learn from what we did the first time we played him on a short week. I mentioned this before, but I had way too much in, and I feel like we played tentative. I didn't call a very good game. So now to have the full week process and just see how they played this first time, try to make the proper adjustments, and then see how far we've come since then. I think that's going to be the exciting part. But they've done a tremendous job, Coach Fangio, defensively. I mean, the improvements they made from last year and just watching them week to week, critical moments, the way they're playing. It's been impressive to see the job he's done. It'll be a huge challenge, but I think we're a different team, they're a different team, and hopefully we can play at a lot higher level than we did the first time.
So what I find compelling about that is it sounds to me like his take is normally on a short week Thursday game where you only have Monday and Tuesday, basically, you're traveling. And then Wednesday, you're meeting at the hotel, getting ready to play the next night. Normally, you pare things down. You do less on offense. He felt like maybe he added too much or the game plan was a little too beefy. So that's interesting, but it didn't look like that on the field. Like, I don't remember them running anything overly exotic. There weren't really trick plays as part of what they tried to do. They basically ran the same stuff, and it worked a lot less. So that's why I'm interested in what he had to say, but I don't remember that kind of meeting my eyeballs on what I saw in the game.
Yeah, so if you would ask me for my notes post-game, it would have been, man, they tried to make it too complicated, or man, they tried to get too sophisticated. It looked like they can't even get started. It looked like there's nothing available, and they can't get it to Terry, they can't get the run game going, et cetera, and that's really my thesis here for what has to happen for them to win the football game. You look at their wins, for the most part, it's, I talked about this the other day, it's first down And a lot of time that's runs. But, you know, in that Philly game to start it, they went to Austin Eckler on a little swing pass. You look at that Cincinnati game where their offense was prolific. It was Eckler early. You need to be really, really, really good on first down. And that kind of translates in general. I usually can't stand when, you know, the Neanderthals that love football just want to yell about establish the run as if it's the only formula. But for this team, they've got to run the ball well. It's not about establishing anything. It's about being effective. You need to effectively run the ball. When they don't, you look at some of the point totals, the yardage totals, like New Orleans against Dallas, et cetera. They ended up with respectable rushing totals, but Jaden Daniels masked that. Running backs in those kinds of games were pretty much neutral or neutralized, ineffective. That can't happen against Philadelphia, who's really good at stopping it. You've got to find a way early to be able to run the ball or be good on first down, and I think that's, you know, most likely to be running. And then their defense, talking about Vic Fangio and company in Philadelphia, they're designed to prevent your big play. They're going, we challenge you to be patient and matriculate 10, 11, 12 plays down the field. You need a big play somehow. Whether that's a catch and run, whether it's something over the top, I don't know how much is available there, but you've got to have a couple of big chunks to go with some early down effectiveness.
800-636-1067. You want to jump in? Let us know what you think Washington's got to do to beat the Eagles. Just to give some, you know, backup to what you're talking about on first and 10. So they actually threw the ball on their first three first and 10s against the Eagles, oddly enough. But as the game went on, you know, first and 10, Jaden sacked for minus four behind the stick, second and 14. First and 10 from the 27, another throw. So there was obviously a plan.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see if Kingsbury does the same thing. And they really didn't call a run play on a first down, it doesn't look like, until their sixth first and 10 of the game, basically. But eventually, after really, really heavy first and 10s, Robinson up the middle for two, second and 8. You know, it doesn't really get you where you want to be. Their next first and 10, they got 8. Those are the series where they had some success. But when you're going minus 1, 0, second and 8, second and long, now you're an incompletion away from third and a mile. And that's been the key all season long for this offense is third and not obvious passing.
Yep.
When you're dropping guys into the secondary, when you know Jaden Daniels is going to throw it, you can spy him, which the Eagles did as well as any team has done with linebackers, and you can make it a point to defend differently so that he can't leave the pocket and scramble. If it's third and short, you got to play Brian Robinson. You got to respect that read option. And it just looked very, very different all year when they've gotten to third and three or less. And that's not just a Commander's point. That's every team, obviously.
Sure.
But it's especially the case with a young quarterback that's a little bit light in terms of the weaponry on the outside and how helpful those guys are going to be at winning, you know, one-on-one matchups. My answer to our question, though, in terms of for them to win, what has to happen? I think they have to keep Saquon Barkley in check. I think they've got to find a way to stop the run. And that's the whole matchup here. It's a top five rushing team in the Eagles. Barkley could be on his way to an all-time single-season rushing record if he can chase down Eric Dickerson. And it's a bottom five run-stopping defense statistically this year in Washington. John Allen's not coming through that door. So it's got to be Johnny Newton and Sheldon Day and Daron Payne and some of the ends that they move over to help out. But they've got to do a better job than they did last time when they caved in and Barkley went for about a buck 50.
Because that just to me feels like a matter of time playing against Philadelphia. They're gonna stay with who they are. They're going to keep trying to crash that wave against the shore. And they did a good job, I thought, by and large, for, you know, what do you want to call it, 2.5 quarters, 3 quarters, whatever. But then, you know, Barkley got going, and then that was it. A couple of those long runs, it looked like the game, you know, was a completely different one there down the stretches, whether Washington got tired or Philly found something. I don't know the answer. But doing that for 4 quarters is hard. I mean, you've seen them a few times, first-half shutouts or first-half dominance, then all of a sudden, you know, late in the game, they can't stop anybody. See Chicago, see New Orleans, see Philadelphia. They've had a few of those games.
There's such a big difference, though, between, like, the games where he hits home runs and the games where he really earns 110.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he goes 23 carries for 107 and his long is 13, there's a matriculation that has to happen where it's longer drives, it's more plays, mm-hmm. and eventually Hurts misses a throw. Or eventually maybe they drop a pass or whatever.
You get a hold, whereas you get a sack.
You just can't let it be easy,
mm-hmm.
which is what happened inevitably against Washington. Last week, I know they beat Pittsburgh. But that's the formula to me, is he really, I won't say struggled because that's not true, but he didn't have a game the likes of which he's been having all season long.
Yeah, he was on pace to set the rushing record. He didn't have that last week.
No. I mean, the Steelers, And they lost because they gave up too many plays in the passing game. But I think they will take that. It was 19 carries for 65 yards.
Yep.
And if you take his one long 20-plus yarder out of the equation, it was 18 carries for like 45 yards. Can't do better than that. And it's one of the reasons why the Eagles, with about 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, had 17 points. That's where you want to be with this offense. You will take your chances that way.